Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Jazzy Faye, K Faye, Death Squad, Noontime.
Money and you know that just ain't right. Cause you brought her to the club, but you didn't leave with her. Trying to figure how a player like Show Dog could get her. Somebody had to do it. She didn't really love you. Another pimp got your hoe and you don't know what to do.
I came in the door pimping. Nothing personal, baby. Ain't trying to be shady. That's just the way it goes. Came in the door.
Promise,
forever, my lady. We can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was sucking. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no frontin'. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my pussy away and keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these dogs so we can live in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Word life, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the fucking lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give. You my nigga. Skin tone, 5 minutes alone, I'm already on the phone. Plus I love the fact you got a mind of your own. No need to shop around, you got the good shit at home. Even if I'm locked up north, you in the world, rocking 3/4 to 4/4, never showing your stuff off, boo. It be true, me for you, that's how it is. I can be your Noah, you can be my Wiz, then I can be your son. You can be my earth, resurrect the God through birth, best believe.
You're all that I need, I'll be there for you. If you keep it real with me, I'll keep it real with you. Loving your whole steeds, it be in there, boo. On top of that, you got the good power, you. You're all that I need, I'll be there for you. If you keep it real with me, I'll keep it real with you. Loving your whole steeds, it be in there, boo. On top of that, you got the good power, you.
Uh-oh, you know what that means. Yep, you guessed it. It's a drip to mic day. The author Hezzy and Goddess Love going up on a Tuesday like it's a Friday. Two literary prodigies, these scholars be so talented, they can write a novel about water and still entertain a nice tray. No filters tonight, they might say bright day-inducing diatribes that could make a life change. And if you ain't gang gang and don't hang with the Office Lounge on Tuesday, you might want to rearrange how you prioritize things. This is family, man. The Author's Lounge maintains by overstanding what's understood, so the unnecessary doesn't have to be explained. The pilot and co-pilot flying this plane entertains by unleashing verbal positive cargo as if it's carried by a train nonstop through your earlobes all the way in until it reaches the creative portion of your brain. Drip the mic is going to the top, high like we just copped a whole pound of the best strain, conducting top interviews and use our platform to help those who choose to network and idea exchange. This is 2 hours of insane vibes. The Archer's Lounge goes live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central and 7 p.m. Eastern. Guess what? We can be heard worldwide. You know, I sit back like watching Hezzy quarterback like he come with the content and the Goddess Love catches the ball like running it up the side. Drip the Mic presents the Author's Lounge. Stick around so we can drop that sound that up until inception, you and others have been denied. Now, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear those hands collide. And please, help myself and the Drip the Mic Network welcome the Author's Lounge with your host, the author Hezzy, and co-host, Goddess Love in the building. Let's get it.
Well, thank you. I think that was the longest applause I've ever received. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Welcome, guys. Welcome to the Office Lounge. Today is Tuesday, November 23rd. And you are tuned in with your girl, Goddess Love, and author Hezzy. Hezzy, are you there? I don't know what's going on here, but your girl, Goddess Love, is here in the building. And we got a really, really great show for you guys tonight, okay? You guys, we have been promoting for a long time for tonight's show. Do you understand? We have a very special guest coming to the show tonight, and I'm excited. Everyone's excited. Everyone I talk to is excited, okay? And right now, I'm going to bring you guys, listen, I'm not going to talk too long, okay? I'm going to let him come on through, okay? He's from Philly, all right? He's from Philly. Now, we got, y'all ready for this? And I know y'all been watching my posts and been seeing my stuff, so y'all know who we got. Y'all know where he from. The Wonder Years, The Wire, Selma, Creed, Black Lightning. Oh, there's so many. I can go on and on and on, okay? It's a lot. He has
my
a lot
bad.
Of credit time. Okay?
My bad. I was on me.
There you go. Hey, bro. How you doing?
What's up? Yo, I'm sorry.
How
I was
are
on me.
You?
My bad. I'm good. You know, I always do something crazy, so I was on me.
You know
my
what?
Bad.
I can't with you. You know, I miss my regular spiel. You know, I miss, you know, saying, you know, how was your weekend? Today is our, you know,
well,
our first day back with the people.
He's coming through the show. You know, Black Lightning, The Wire, The Wonder Years. Man,
mm-hmm.
He's doing a lot. Oh, and, you know, he also wrote the book, his newest book. But I'm going to let him explain all that to you. But my week has been going good. I'm all for the rest of the week, so. Let the vacation begin.
Yes, and I know exactly where you're going to be on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I'm so
yes,
excited
yes,
about
yes.
that, too.
So,
I'm so excited to see you.
To be welcome to the author's lounge. You can call in 646-378-0355 and to speak. And let me let God
finish with that beautiful introduction she had for the next guest.
Well, you know, I was in the middle of my little spiel, and, you know, you came on through. So you go ahead on and get your peoples together and do his introduction. I know you hear me.
I hear you.
Okay. You know, because you know, you was real excited. You couldn't wait to get on here and get it together.
I know, but you was doing such a nice job. Why don't you go ahead and complete what you were saying? I like the way you were doing.
Well, what I
ladies
was saying.
First. Ladies first.
Oh, excuse me.
Just for tonight.
Well, listen, what I was saying was we have Mr. Nakia Dillard here tonight. From, you know, the new television series on ABC that comes on Wednesdays at 8:30, The Wonder Years, the reboot. Now, I don't know how many people used to watch The Wonder Years back in the day. I used to be one of those.
Every day,
who used,
faithfully.
I used to watch it with Fred Savage and them and Winnie. I used to watch it.
I had a crush on Winnie Cooper. That was my first crush, Winnie Cooper. I had to watch it for Winnie Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, guess what? In this reboot, Mr. Nakia Dillard plays her dad. So we get a chance to talk to him. He's from Philly. And like I said before, he's been in a lot of movies that we all are very familiar with. He also has ICANN Entertainment Solutions, which is an acting school based in Philly. We want to get a chance to talk to him about that. And, you know, get some tea, see what's going on. Because let me tell you something, I was in these groups, you know, he got fan pages, you know what I'm saying? And they are very excited to hear him tonight. And, you know, they have some questions that they wanted me to ask him. So, you know, we got a lot going on tonight. So we got to get it, you know, we got to get it popping. All right. So let's bring him in, and he's going to tell us about himself. I'm not going to read his bio. I'm not going to do the spiel. I gave y'all enough. He's from Philly and what he do. So let's bring him in, Mr. Nakia Diller, guys.
Hey, hey.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey, doing great.
Welcome.
Yeah, thanks
for
having me, yo.
To the show, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Truly.
Man, I just wanted to say, I want to give your flowers to you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people, I just be watching what you're doing, and it's so inspiring. And, you know, a lot
Thank
of people
you.
Be like, and then when they get, you're doing awesome in the African-American community. You are doing just a great job with your acting and everything. And I want to give you your flowers tonight. So that's
you,
why I invite you on this, because you're just a big inspiration to me. And I sit back and I watch. I'm like, okay, what's my next move? How is he moved? You know? And it's an inspiration.
Thank you.
And then when I see you write your first book, I'm like, oh, my God, look at his little children's book. He's got a children's book now.
Well, you know.
So I'm like, so excited.
He has three books out, actually. He has a book called How to Be an Author as well. And he also, and you know,
actor.
How to Be an Actor. How to Become an Actor is one of his books. And
mm-hmm.
Jimmy Learns to Use His Powers is also another one of his children's books. So, you know, right along
right.
with Jimmy and his Super Wheels, you know, he has those others too as well. And they're available on Amazon.
Yes, wow. yes. And yeah, it was exciting to do that, you know, because one, I work around a lot of kids. And what happened was one day I was speaking to a group of kids. I was invited by a friend of mine, and she invited me to a school. And it was this kid there that had no arms and no legs.
Wow.
And he was a honor roll student. He basically everything that the kids were complaining about, he did everything that needed to happen. So it was really like no excuse. So it was like he was like a superhero in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of based the story around him, like just being a superhero. And so that's how that all came about.
Wow. So I have a question.
And I have another book coming on that same storyline.
Oh, okay.
That's going to also be
available on Amazon?
Yes, yes. It'll be probably like within the next month or two should be available.
Okay. We'll be looking out for that.
I have a question for you.
You said you had a question.
Well, yes, sir. Tell me growing up,
mm-hmm.
did you want to become an actor? What led you into acting, and what led you into writing? Because I see that you're doing it all now. Everything is coming together. What was your inspiration mm-hmm. growing up, especially coming from Philly?
Well, it's crazy because I was extremely quiet and shy as a kid. And if somebody would have tapped me on my shoulder and said, you know, when you get older, you're going to be an actor, I probably wouldn't have believed them because it wasn't in my world. You know, I didn't see an actor, and I believe like kids need to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's something that they want to do, they need to see it. And
mm-hmm.
I went to an acting school in Philly, but the thing was, I was a big Cosby Show fan, so I wanted to be Theo. You know, I wanted to be one of his friends or something like that. And one day I was watching the show, and I just felt like this was something that I wanted to give a try to. And by
wow.
me being extremely quiet and shy as I was, when I told my mother that I wanted to do that, she said, okay, if he asks me more than once, I'm going to let him give it a shot.
Wow.
And that's what started me out. And I went to the acting school. I kind of fell in love with it. It was something that was new. It was a lot of hurdles that I had to get over just because I had to learn how to break out of that shyness.
Yeah.
And, you know, through the teachers and different things, you know, the my classmates that was encouraging me, you know, and it was just basically that energy that kept me going. It kept the fire under me. So I did a lot of theater. I did a lot of independent films, and I did whatever I could.
Right.
And I just kept at it. And now I'm on Wonder Years.
So you got this big audition coming up. It's HBO. It's The Wire. Tell me your thought process in this and how you was like, okay, this is how I'm going to do. I want to get this in The Wire. What was your thought process in all of that?
Well, I'm going to tell you, The Wire was my first Screen Actors Guild job.
Wow.
So I actually auditioned for several characters. Auditioned for Marlo, auditioned for Slim Charles, auditioned for a bunch of maybe seven different roles, and then I landed Sergeant Lambert.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like I just stepped in and was like, I did one audition and I booked it. It wasn't like that.
Yeah.
So literally it was a multiple tries that I had, and I ended up landing that. But that was my first SAG job.
Okay. Ooh.
Yeah. So it was just like, it was my agent at the time, you know, she sent me out on different auditions, and I really wanted to be on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept swinging until I hit something.
Okay.
You know.
Well, we have
So The Wire was like more of a launching pad of your career.
For being a working union actor.
Right.
But before that, I did a lot of non-union. I did theater. I did a lot of non-union films. I did tour, like I used to tour plays. I did children's theater. I did everything. I even did Haunted House.
Wow.
I never watched that either. It was interesting, but me and Haunted House, nah. But we have a caller.
It was
on
actually fun. Oh, you got a caller? Okay.
Yes, we do.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, the kid? It's the Ryan Dumas. What's the deal, brother?
What's up, your brother?
Welcome.
That is guy right here, y'all. This is a talented actor right here.
This ain't about me, brother.
We had Dumas on our show before. We had him on here.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes, y'all know already.
Invite him back because he's doing back-to-back movies all the time. I don't know which one to look at. I'm going to have to invite him back on the show.
Right.
Well, I'm ready whenever you are. But look, I got to talk about my brother, though. This is one of the most humble brothers that you would know. You would not know his resume just standing there talking to him. We worked in a couple of movies. Actually, I think we were brothers in one movie that we did with Vivica Fox. Now look, I was like, wait a minute. So that means he was my brother. He was the other. Yeah. But cool brother. I mean, easy going, but you know, he about his business. You know, he gave me tips on, you know, something. He got me telling people sometimes doing less is doing more, because you always try to, you know, figure out what can you do on camera, what movies can you make. And he's like, sometimes just stand there doing less is doing more. And I've done it, and people have actually complimented me. I was like, you know what? Just by you just being the way you were on camera and everybody else was talking and you sitting still, I'm like, it worked. But, I just had to come on and, you know, say congratulations, brother. You know, I'm following your career. So I'm trying to emulate my thing after yours, brother.
See you here, man.
Thank you.
Thank congrats on everything,
you too,
man.
You too, brother. You too.
Thank you, good brother.
All right, Hezzy, congratulations on all you doing too, brother. I see anything you post.
You gonna leave me out?
I was about to say, in Miss Newark, New Jersey, you act like you couldn't pronounce my name when I called. I said, okay. I done already messaged you. Like, okay, so you don't know
that
my face
now. That was not me, sir.
Okay,
Mr. Dillon.
No, that was me. I'm sorry, but that was me. I didn't know your name. I do
apologize. That was definitely me, the first lady of the night. I do apologize. I'm a woman that takes my beating.
It's all good.
So,
but all right, brother. I definitely had to come through and support. I was like, all right, my man gonna be up there, so I definitely gotta come speak.
Yo, I appreciate that, man.
No, it's all
I'm gonna
good.
See you
y'all
soon, man. We're gonna see each other at
yes,
premiere.
Sir. Oh yeah,
at premiere soon.
All right, brother. Y'all go ahead. And
all right, man.
Interviewing this in this great brother of mine, and I'll talk to you all later.
Thank
have
you,
a good
brother.
Night.
All right, you too.
Okay, Mr. Dillard. So we got the wife.
Uh-huh.
Then we got Black Light. Tell us a little bit about Black Light. Let the audience know about Black Light and what was your concept and your mindset in doing the Black Light and, you know, going through that process for that good job.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, Black Lightning, I played Terrence Long on Black Lightning. And Terrence was a drug that was taking a lot of the kids away from their parents called Green Light. And the few scenes, and my character basically was looking for his daughter, you know, but she, you know, I'm still, you know, the show went off, but basically my character was constantly looking for his daughter. And so
okay.
the energy was just basically, it was just basically desperation. You know, I would do anything for my daughter. I was about to get zapped by Black Lightning. I didn't even care. We was about
wow.
to fight. I didn't care. I crashed into her car. I didn't even
right.
care about the law. My insurance
wow.
went up and everything. Had to call Geico.
Wow.
But Terrence ain't care.
I know that.
So
hey.
let me ask Mr. Dillard. So being that you went to acting school, is that
mm-hmm.
was your inspiration for starting your own acting school out in Philly?
Well, originally it kind of came out of it wasn't something that I aspired to do.
But you need that acting
kinda,
school in Philly, boy.
Yeah, it's been a blessing. Like, truly, like, I've been able to help a lot of kids, a lot of adults, like, find opportunities in the industry, at least get their feet wet. But originally, it just came out of, because the school that I went to, they were closing down. So I would just send everybody there. And people would always just kept asking me, like, where can I send my kids? Where? And then, you know, different people would call me up and say, hey, you know, we need people for this film and this and that. So I didn't want to just refer anybody, you know what I'm saying? So I was just like, you know what, I'm going to start a school. And you know, I have a team. I have a team of, like, all my teachers are working actors, too.
Wow.
That was something that I wanted to have because, again, like, they need to see their teachers working. So
right.
one of my youth student teachers, she actually played in Concrete Cowboys, and she played Idris Elba's wife
right.
in Concrete right. Cowboys. So she was the one that dropped Caleb off to Idris Elba, and she's one of my teachers. So she actually does commercials and all types of stuff. So she's one of the teachers. Then I have another young lady who in Philly, she started a theater company called the Philadelphia, Philadelphia Black Theater Festival. And but she's a director, so she hires the students sometimes for different things. And then I work as a casting director, so a lot of times if they need any information, or I just try to tell them exactly how the industry has changed and what they need to do. So, you know, everything is virtual right now. So when we started, we were in person in Philly. But now we have students all over the place because we're virtual. So we have people in Atlanta, people in Mississippi, South Carolina, Maryland. You know, they're all over the place right now, which is – so the pandemic actually was a blessing. And I fought against doing online classes with a lot of my friends. They were like, yeah, man.
You're
you know,
still old school.
Online classes and stuff. Yeah, I was still old school with it. You know, I wouldn't see you, be in your face with it.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And people are still, you know, wanting that. But it's a new world. And every audition right now is virtual. So you have to learn how to do virtual auditions. You know, like my audition for Black Lightning was a self-tape.
Wow.
I didn't have to go in for a callback. Basically, it was I sent my tape in, they pinned it, and then I got a call like maybe a day later saying that I booked it. Same thing with Wonder Years. I sent my tape in on a Sunday. Wednesday, I got a call saying that the producers were interested. Thursday, I got the call that I booked it.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
And that's how it is
on,
nowadays. Thank
clap.
You. Thank you so much.
Can we get the head clap?
Nah, I don't get no love like that.
You know what? When I was in Philly, I used to see them horse on the ground. I'm like, what in the world they got with horses in Philly? And then that movie came out. But, y'all, I got a real quick story how I met him the first time. It was the producers of Transformers was there. They was having some kind of meeting or some kind of thing together where they were talking about how to get movies and stuff in Philly with the film, the government. And we was all outside talking. It was about 4 years ago. And I was the only dude with one little book. It was my first book, Restoring Hezekiah, trying to get somebody to do a book on my book. And
wow.
He gave me the business. I got everybody's business on that night. I still have the picture.
Was this outside? Was this at the art museum?
Yes, it was. No, not the art museum. The downtown theater. Yes, it was a little small. It was a little small theater. The box office something. I still got the pictures of it.
Was it at the Arden?
It might have been
the Adrian Theater. Like it's the Adrian is off of like 20th and Sampson.
I know it was somewhere downtown. They had the little lights on with the little whatever they were showing. They had a walk-in in the floor was red.
Okay.
And I know her name is Toni Rose. She was invited. She was my she used to interview. She was teaching the art of doing interviews. So she was like, why don't you come with me to this thing? I was her guest. It was very interesting.
Yeah, was nice. You said that was the first time you was in Philly?
Yeah, and we actually stood outside. We talked for a little bit. I didn't know what I was talking about. Who did all in?
Nice. Yeah, Philly's a good town, man. You know, it's a lot of good, positive energy. I mean, right now it's a little weird. It's a lot of killing. A lot of people... you know, but again, I just think that because they're taking away a lot of things in schools, parents aren't really being parents. They're trying to be friends. You know, and I think a lot of that, like right now we're in this social media thing where everybody is looking for attention and they're not getting attention at home. So they turn to the streets. It's a lot of extra stuff. You know, like when I was younger, you know, we had extracurricular things to try to keep us in and out, like out of the streets. So I'm a big arts advocate because one, it kept me safe, it kept me out the streets, and it kept me busy, and it kept me being encouraged. And I feel like a lot of our youth are not in those positions where they have people that they can actually see doing stuff and that they can talk to.
Yeah.
Right.
I know when I was in Philly, I used to mess with the, I used to go and volunteer with the Mighty Writers downtown.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's
the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm listening.
Yep,
Yeah, I was saying that I think that what you were saying, Mr. Dillard, was actually very accurate about how these children today in our community, they don't really have any leaders. And it starts in the home. So if they don't have any leaders in the home, you know, so it's difficult. But, you know, like you being a creative and an artist, you having a safe haven, which was going to school, and you're providing the same things in the community, and I think that's awesome. And I just want people to know the name of the school is I Can Performing Arts. But, you know, it's crazy because it's not spelled that way. How did you get that spelling?
Yes.
Well, I was playing around with my name. It's my name backwards.
Wow. We would never see, we would never know that.
I'm like, it's, and I see, when I was reading, I was like, it's pronounced I can. I was like, but where did he get that spelling from? That's very creative. So, you know, now that the listeners know, because that was one of the questions in the group was, where did you get the name from? How did you get the spelling of I can? And I thought that was very interesting to know.
Thank you. Yeah, it was like Aisha, you know, like Aisha is spelled A-I. Yeah. S-H-A, so, but then it's a play on words where it's saying, I can act.
Right.
So it's positive reinforcement in that.
Right.
I also see that the Wonder Year has been picked up for another season.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yes. Good.
So,
congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yes, congratulations. I wanted to get into the Wonder Years. How has your life changed anyway since you've been on the Wonder Years? Because, you know, this reboot is something big. Y'all pick up a second season.
Yes.
A lot of people love the show.
Yeah, it's truly been a blessing. I mean, far as my life changing, nothing has changed. I can still walk down the street. Nobody rush me. No, ain't nothing changed. No,
so,
but it's just a blessing just to be. Oh man, they're all awesome. EJ, Dule Hill, Saquon, beautiful people, man. My daughter Milan, who plays the updated. Winnie
Cooper.
Yeah, so she's my daughter in the show. I'm very overprotective. I don't like nobody around my daughter, you know. But it's fun.
Oh yeah.
And Fred Savage is the director, so I had a chance to work with Fred Savage.
He's the child actor originally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So my very first day on set. You know, I'm walking the set because they, you know, you have your trailer and things like that. So they bring you to set, and then Fred Savage came over to me and said, "Oh, we really liked your audition. Great job on that."
Yes.
Oh.
And I'm like, "Wow, Fred Savage liked my work." You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
I tell people, like, you know, if it's something that you want to do, just go hard at it and just keep going, because you never know what tomorrow holds. You know,
right?
Like, you may not be working at all, but tomorrow you may.
Right.
Like, here it is. Like, you know, I just sent the audition in, and when I sent this audition in, I was tired as hell. I ain't gonna front. It was like one of them things. My agent sent it to me. And I was like, all right, I got this deadline. I got it. It's due Monday. Let me just knock this thing out. And then at the time, I was actually doing a whole nother film.
Wow.
So I had those lines to learn. I had to do the audition. So
how do you remember your lines?
It's just repetition over and over, you know. I listen to my lines. I record them. I write them down. I do everything. Everything to try to make it stick, you know.
So like, for me, it's like, do y'all do takes so you don't have to remember that much at one time, or do you have to remember, like, a thick booklet, or how that go?
Well, it's by scenes. So,
okay.
So like, okay, for Wonder Years, like, this, it was, it was like the scene that I was working with, like at the in the principal's office. So it just was that one scene. Then it was a scene. So I have another scene coming up, but it's just per scene. And when you work, it's usually like they give you like the days. So I might do scene three on Monday. Then on Wednesday, I might do scene six and seven or something like that.
Right.
So it's not like you shoot it all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's broken down per day, you know, but you still got to know your stuff, though. You know, it's still,
right.
So you just got to, you know, buckle down and get it on in.
So what do you see? Hold on. Let me take a break. This is the office lounge. You can call in 646-378-0355. Press 1 to speak. Again, this is the super talented Mr. Nakia Dillard that we're in tonight. And I have a question for you. What do you see yourself in the next 3 years? Where do you want your, you know, your acting career and your being an author to take off? What are you setting your sights on?
Well, right now, I'm just taking things day by day, but the things that I want, I'm just trying to get everything off of my list of things to do.
Okay.
So far as like the books, the acting school, the 'cause I'm also, I do casting for films. I do a lot of things. But I produce. I want to do more producing. I want to create more work. I want to create more artists
are
independent.
Are you thinking about hiring any writers, or you're going to be like a talent, do it like Tyler Perry does?
No, I'm open. I'm like, my whole thing is I can't do everything by myself.
I got my hand up. I can write really well. Well, I come up with some ideas. I don't know how to screenwrite and all that, but I can give you some ideas.
Okay. Well, yeah, we can definitely talk about that. Yeah, I'm open. You know, I'm open to give, like what I do is I create platforms for people to shine. So like just recently I had a screenwriting workshop and I bring in different people into my school that's in the industry that can help the community. So again, like it's not just all about me. Like I'm actually about to do a agent showcase through my school.
Yeah.
So now, you know, different talent can, one, get a chance to be seen by industry professionals,
mm-hmm.
know, agents, managers, knowing what you need to do, what they ask for, what they, you know. So my whole thing is, like, with my acting school, we show you the craft, but while you're doing the craft, if an opportunity comes up, it's a way where you can start building your resume, getting that experience. So what you're learning in class, you get a chance to do it on a set or on a stage.
Right.
It's not like you have to go through the class and then now you got to start working. Some people do it like that, but I don't. And I feel like this, like I just had a kid that's 11 years old. He just booked his first voiceover job. He never auditioned for anything. And his first voiceover job at 11 years old, the job paid him $8,600.
Wow.
Wow.
He's 11.
Man, I need to put my voice on something.
That's what I'm saying. You know, just give it a try. You never know what's on the other side of that yes or on the other side of that opportunity. And again, like, I'm not God. Like, I could have easily, because he just started the class, and I could have said, oh, well, you haven't been in class that long for you to go out for this audition. I don't do that.
Yeah.
I put the opportunities out there. I'm not God. I can't say what you will and can't do. You know, so I put it out there, and if they want to do it, they have to go after it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he went after it and ended up booking it. You know,
You're right. That's what I like about the way you do it, because you never know how that person's going to do it when they have the opportunity to do it, no matter how long they've been doing it.
Exactly. And my whole thing is, with our people, we just need the opportunity. We just need to see
right.
where the opportunity is. And a lot of
right.
times we're not given the opportunities, and people don't really – it's like cliquish. It's like,
mm-hmm.
I'll let you know if you in this circle kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And and for my students, I do put it in the – I have an actors group. And, you know, once you join the class, you know, you get opportunities for stuff like that. Because, one, I want it to be where you're – when you're training to get these opportunities – because now it's going to strengthen what you're already learning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's been a blessing. Like, truly, like, a lot of my students have been working. I have a we go from age 7 all the way through adult. Like, my oldest student is 60.
Wow.
What is it, 65? Yeah.
Wow.
And he works all the time. He works
That's
all the time.
Great.
Like, he literally just came back from Chicago doing a film. So people say, oh, I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm too this. You the
right.
only person that said that.
Right.
You know, you're like, well,
oh,
I wanted to do that when I was younger. Okay, well,
mm-hmm.
do you still want to do it? Yeah, but I'm too old now. Who said that?
Right.
Look at the lady that was 88 that did Black Panther.
Right.
She auditioned,
right.
and it ended up being a $1 billion film.
Mm-hmm.
And she was looking at the audition like, I don't want to do this cartoon. It's for kids.
Mm.
She booked a $1 billion film at 88.
You know, and I think that you bringing in other people in the industry into the school to teach the children and to show them, you know, is a great idea. Because I also saw that, I think you had Jasmine Sullivan there, I think.
Yep,
did
I had
Jasmine
come through. I had Trey Chaney from
yeah.
The Wire. I had his name is Chris Amuel, but he played TC on Black Lightning, and he came through and spoke to the kids and everybody. So I bring different people through. I bring directors through, producers, like just different people in the industry that they can ask questions to.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah,
you know,
so
that gets them motivated like that.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Because, they get, like he said, you get to see the success. You get to see how they get there, and they get to talk to you and encourage you. You know, I think that's awesome.
Exactly.
Did you ever meet or talk with Michael K. Williams?
Well, no, unfortunately. Like we have the same acquaintance as far as, like, acting coach. And it was times when, like, I was on my way to see the coach, and he had just left. So we was
mm-hmm.
always passing each other. But
mm-hmm.
we pretty much was all in the same circle, but I just never, like, actually met him and had a conversation with him. But everybody that I knew that knew him said how amazing he was, as far as just his energy and encouraging and trying to help people. And you know, I really wish we did cross paths, you know.
That was a question from someone in one of your fan pages. You know you have fan pages? Did you know you have fan pages? Did you doubt that?
I think I like made one, but I gotta check on that.
You have a few fan pages and stuff like that. So they did have some questions because a few of them said they won't be able to tune in tonight. However, they will listen to the replay, and
okay.
they wanted to know, out of everything you do, actor, writer, and entrepreneur, director, which one do you like the most?
Well, honestly, I kind of like all of them. Like, acting gives me a chance to, you know, do things that I've always dreamed of doing.
Mm-hmm.
Writing, I'm a big, like, literacy is big to me. And the fact that you get a chance to escape through words.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm big about that. You know, using your imagination. Yeah, actually, I mean, all of it I enjoy, pretty equally.
Okay. We have another question. The next question is, what is your favorite part of filming The Wonder Years?
I think the energy on set, you know, like just watching, like, the kids, how they work together, and then, like, seeing Dulé and Saquon, how they work together. Seeing Fred Savage, you know, directing, and, you know, I mean, it's a good energy, and it's like you're always learning. So I always take something good away.
Right.
You know.
So did you have a hard time preparing for that role?
You go ahead first.
Well, did I have a hard time? No,
preparing,
I didn't have a hard time preparing. Like, I think, like, my character, it was evolving in a way where, like, Fred, he kind of gave me the direction of the character. I had a different idea for the character, but when I talked to Salim and when I talked to Fred, Saladin and Fred, they kind of gave me a different vibe, so then I had to kind of, like, go back in and kind of shift some things, but it all worked out, you know. And the character is still evolving.
When you have camaraderie and, you know, brotherly love on the set instead of confusion and, you know, and fighting amongst the actors.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm sorry.
And I was seeing how you all in the Wilder cast and you know, Omar's passing. You know, I know that took a toll on you all.
Yeah, it did. Like, that was that Monday that happened. It was crazy because my manager hit me up and was like, "We lost a great one," and I didn't know who she was talking about because I think, like, the week before, it was, like, a really crazy storm. And I thought she was talking about somebody else and or something else that happened. But then when she said it was Michael K. Williams, I really was not expecting that at all. It took me down for, like I said, even though we didn't, like, cross paths, but just knowing, like, I'm a fan of his.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I loved him in Lovecraft Country. I loved him in all of his films. And to hear that by somebody that was just doing amazing things, and then he was doing a lot of great things in the community.
Yes.
Right.
You know, it wasn't just that he was just on camera. He was really, like, you know, trying to help people. And he put people on, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Felicia, Snoop Pearson. He found her and introduced her to David Simon. And, you know, like, some people don't realize that people don't have to do that, you know.
No,
but
right.
he went out his way to help people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was
I just want to thank you, Mr. Diddle, because I know you don't have a lot of time. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. And letting the world know what you're doing, how you're doing it. And plus, give you your flowers tonight because you are a big inspiration to me and the whole crew here.
Wow, thank you. Thank you, good brother.
And we need to know where we can find your book.
Okay.
And your platform so people can reach out to you, especially that school, too, for the people in Philly who's listening.
Okay, cool, yeah. Well, you can follow me on Instagram. You can, it's my name, Nakia Dillard, and that's NakiaDillard. Or you can follow me at IcanAx on Instagram. It's my name backwards, which is AikanActs. And if you inbox me, it's me. It's not a robot. It's not a service or anything. So if you have any questions, you're reaching me. So, you know, and the if you go into my bio on my Linktree, you can see a lot of different, you know, it's different resources on there that can help you too. So it's the books on there. I have an ICANN merch store where you can buy like hoodies and T-shirts and things like that. And I have a store too, like if you need backdrops or ring lights, all of that stuff, you can get stuff from there. I have a couple programs that I work with. Like I'm playing Les Brown in a movie. So I partnered up with Les Brown. And if anybody is interested in being a motivational speaker, it's a link on there that'll take you to a program that can help you in that way. If you're interested in learning about behind the scenes and meeting industry professionals, it's a link on my Linktree called Backstage Pass, and you can sign up to that. It's a monthly call, but you get a chance to be on with casting directors, agents, all types of different people on there. Mm-hmm. But you can actually ask questions to it. So that's on there. I got a bunch of stuff. Financial literacy, if you're, you know, trying to get your credit right. These are things that, as an actor, they don't really tell you.
Right.
They tell you how to do a monologue, but you got to manage your money.
Right.
To be in this business, because you need to buy headshots. You got to buy different things to keep you afloat. If you get a job where you got to go out of town, you need money for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about all of that. So there's different links on there that can help you with financial needs. So, like I said, my whole outlook is about the community. It's not about the stardom and all of that. Like, I use my platform more to help people versus it being all about me.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And, you know, and I think that's why the people love you, too, is because they see that. And they see that authenticity that you have. So, you know, that's great.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And
you're so welcome.
Yeah.
We also want to leave you with this. We're going to give you a Gypsy Mike T-shirt or a hoodie for coming on the show.
Oh, nice.
And also, I'm going to give you my first book, Restoring Hezekiah, Changing the Generation. You might want to put it in Aiken School for the, you know, for the children or somebody to take a look at it. It's a very inspirational book on some of the things, trauma events that I went through in life. So we're going to give you that too.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You're so
Thank
welcome.
Thank you for coming on the show. I'm so excited. I'll be hyped up all night.
Thank you. Yeah, this was great. I had a really good time.
All right.
We had a great time with you, too. Absolutely great time.
Thank you
for coming on the Office Lounge tonight. And we're going to have you back, too, in the future, because I know you're going to be doing some good things.
Thank you. Yes, I'm here. Just hit me up, and I'll be there.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Miss Goddess Love, we're about to end the show. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the Office Lounge with Mr. Kier Dillard. Call in 646-378-0355. Press 1 to speak. Thank you, and everybody have a blessed night.
Good night. Peace.
I keep my head high. I got my wings to carry me. I don't know freedom. I want my dreams to rescue me. I keep my faith strong. I ask the Lord to follow me. I've been unfaithful. I don't know why you call on me. This is my canvas. I'ma paint it how I want it, baby. Oh, Africa, this is my canvas. I'ma paint it how I want it for you. Cause there is no right or wrong, only a song. I like to write alone, me in my zone. Think back to Forest Hills, no perfect home. But the only thing like home I've ever known, until they snatched it from my mama and foreclosed her on a loan. I'm so sorry that I left you there to deal with that alone. I was up in New York City chasing pennies, getting gone. Had no clue what you was going through. How could you be so strong? And how could I be so selfish? I know I could be so selfish. I could tell by how I treat you with my girl. Damn, she's so selfless, but she put up with my ways because she love me like you do. And no, it don't always show. I love her just like I love you. And I need to treat you better. Wish you could live forever so we could spend more time together. I love you, mama. I keep my head high. I got my wings carrying me. I don't know freedom. My dreams rescue me. I keep my faith strong. I ask the Lord to follow me. I've been unfaithful. I don't know why you call on me. Another day, another rhyme. Another day, another time zone. Today I woke up feeling horny, so it's only right I got you playing on my trombone. Keep up, never sure where the words will take me. Beat them up, never dirt and take me. Trump tight, never slurred and lazy. Give a verse and a urge to break me, wicked please. Best friends really make great for enemies. My watch game, can't wait for one of these. I see, this ain't no Rolex, it's the ABV. I'm hot dog, catch up to me. Couldn't resist. Aim for the stars and I sit in the mist. But I was riding on fumes, so I stopped by the moon. Now I'm sitting on the hood of the like thanks for the view. Waiting on thanks from a few, cause without me you wouldn't exist. You know that gave you the blueprint, don't forget. Cold as your phone on 0%. Going off, now it's snowing off. Swear they hard but they flowing soft. I'm taking off like Boeing on a bigger Boeing. Getting like a coin toss, too easy. I keep my head high. I got my wings carrying me. I don't know freedom. I want my dreams to rescue me. I keep my faith strong. I ask the Lord to follow me. I've been unfaithful. I don't know why you call on me. Oh,